it just kind of seemed like it's the same story over again. It was a very ice-cold shooting first quarter where you guys only hit one field goal, 1 of 11. I think you were, ended up 1 of 15 to start the game and find themselves down in a big hole, down 20 and a half, but make a valiant comeback in the second half here.
Yeah, that's it. You know, we make the comeback because, you know, if you watch the first quarter, you saw a lot of standing around, you know, and that's, again, it's not what we practiced, not what we were going to do when we came in. I just find a lot of guys when the game starts, we just go blank and we forget that we're supposed to be pushing the ball and doing those things. And instead of pushing it up with the pass, we're dribbling it, you know, entirely too much, which allows the defense to get set up. And, you know, I told our guys before I came up here, you know, I don't know how many times, you know, we have to do it before they start believing in what I see in them, you know, because I told them, you know, in the second half, you know, I don't think you saw a whole lot of standing around and, you know, going one-on-one. We pushed the ball up the floor. We attacked. We kicked it out. We got the ball in the low post for some touches and some kickouts. But, you know, we don't do it for 32 minutes. You know, we did it for 16 minutes tonight, and that's not enough time. Like, yeah. You can't compete for half of a game and expect to do anything. You know, for our guys, we have to be a little bit, you know, more focused and understanding what in the world we're trying to do, because, you know, until we do, you know, we might run into some more problems.
Well, and you guys did push the pace in the second half, and all of a sudden you were getting some good shots in the first half as well. They just weren't falling for some reason here tonight, but second half it was when you were pushing that pace. You were getting the threes, and they were finally going down, and I know that had to concern you a little bit. You only got to the foul line twice tonight, and were 3 for 4 there.
Yeah, well, and kind of the style that we're going to play, you know, when they got their big kid in, it's not necessarily pointless to take it to the basket, but if you're stationary down there, there's no reason probably trying to do a whole lot. So, you know, but the three-pointers started dropping when the passes were, you know, popping around the perimeter and we were getting an inside-out touch. And, you know, it's a lot easier for shooters to shoot when, you know, all their momentum's going towards the basket, you know, instead of floating side to side. And that's what happened in the first quarter. We were shooting it off the bounce instead of shooting it off the catch. And you know, for our guys, you know, they're much better shooters when they can just, you know, catch and shoot. So that comes with, you know, just doing what you're told to do and playing into your strengths. If, you know, if you're not great pull-up jump shooters, then, you know, attack and draw that help defender and kick it out and go from there. So, you know, but I don't know how many times we have to do this, you know, before we learn. 'Cause, you know, that second half, I saw, you know, our body language was better and you know, that's going to happen. You know, the first half, there wasn't a lot to be happy about, but, you know, they've got to start the games the way that they're finishing them. I think if we can do that, then, you know, maybe we're on the right track.
Well, one thing tonight, it was fun watching you guys in the second half, and the point production you guys had was pretty amazing. 46 points in that second half.
Yeah, I like that you just said it was fun to watch in that second half, because it sure wasn't that for the first half. And, you know, it's not a funny thing at all. It's just one of those, it's being, you know, coachability factor. You know, we knew what we wanted to do. We just didn't do it. And, you know, we get behind and then all of a sudden you start seeing guys try to do it all by themselves. You know, if they'll just stick with the program and do what we're trying to do, then you don't get down 20 points. But, you know, until we buy in, you know, we could have some struggles.
Once again, it is Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Postgame Beavers drop a tough one here tonight, 63-59. And now you kind of have to put this all behind you, because next week you have a couple more home games, and it's Cimarron coming to town on Tuesday night and Colby next Friday night. But first of all, it's a Cimarron, and they finished second in their High Plains League tournament and lost to Cimarron there. And what do you do here going forward here with the Blue Jays?
Play fast. We're not going to get into a lot of games where we're the most dominant post, you know, team. We don't have that size. So there's, you know, there's times where we don't need to, you know, sit down there and try to run clock and run, you know, a minute off the clock and try to get a, you know, a low post score, because, you know, sometimes we just don't have the size to do it. So we need to push in transition. We need to go and we need to get on track at some point in time where we're playing 32 minutes or closer to 32 minutes, you know, instead of 16. But these guys, again, you know, after the game, they've got a lot, you know, that they can go back home and reflect on, and they can see some positives, and, you know, maybe it shows them, you know, oh man, this maybe he's not full of it. Maybe he actually knows what he's talking about as far as what we're doing offensively, because when we do it, it's, you know, it's pretty effective. But, you know, shots falling is, you know, sometimes they're going to fall, sometimes they're not, and that's kind of what you deal with a, you know, an outside shooting team.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Beavers lose a tough one here, 63-59, and Cimarron coming to town next week. Coach, as always, thank you for the time here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Adam.